ZB. And New Zealanders are opting to stay in paid work longer in order to transition into retirement, according to a new study. AgeCalculator.com has revealed the average Kiwis choose to retire, or the average age that Kiwis choose to retire at, has risen to 67 since the mandatory retirement age was eliminated in the year 2000. That was when the retirement age was at 61. Michael Littlewood is a superannuation researcher and is with us this evening. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Jack.
What do you think is driving this?
The biggest driver in New Zealand is actually the fact that we no longer, or we took off the income test that used to apply to our state pension in 1999.
That's interesting. You think that if having income-tested superannuation would make a big difference here?
Yes, it does, and that's the evidence that shows from around the world. The countries which do have some form of income test, for example, Australia,
right.
have much lower participation rates post pension age.
So does that mean that there is a good case to be made off these numbers for reintroducing incomes or means testing in order to decide on people's super?
Well, no, I don't think so, because if you look at Australia, you see the disadvantages of having income. They have a mix of income and asset tests, which makes life extremely complicated and makes life extremely profitable for tax planners. My own view is that it's easy to argue that you shouldn't pay the pension to people who don't need it.
Mm.
What's much more difficult is to identify who doesn't need it and therefore who shouldn't get the pension, you know, where you start that and how you transition from full pension to no pension at all. And I think on balance it's better, cleaner and a lot cheaper to administer if you pay a universal pension.
Yeah, right. So in interpreting these numbers, it seems to me like there could be a couple of ways to look at these. In one sense, there are positive aspects of working later in life. Are there not? You know, being active, being socially active and being in a position whereby you feel you can work later in life could be interpreted as being a good thing. But does this also speak to the kind of economic circumstances that many New Zealanders find themselves in that super at 65 isn't enough to live on?
We don't really know enough about that. I think there are several positives in this. One is for the economy, because you're not losing the skills that those people had and being driven by the pension age. So that's from the economy's point of view. From the individual's point of view, having choice and not being driven by the design of the state scheme is also a good thing.
Mm.
But it does. We need to talk about these things, and we really haven't had a proper discussion at all about what the appropriate state pension age is or should be.
What does compulsory retirement do? What kind of impact does it have on an economy?
Back in the day, when that was possible in New Zealand, and that's before 1999, it was possible for an employer to say, you've reached an age. And it was usually 65, but it could have been as early as 60.
Mm.
And you no longer have a job. And you weren't able to say to the employer that that's unjustified dismissal. The Human Rights Act changes that were introduced in 1999 outlawed that.
Right.
And said that you were no longer able to compulsorily retire people. And I think that's probably a good thing, apart from the human rights aspect, because employers shouldn't be retiring people on account of age. They should be retiring people on account of their ability to do the job.
Mm.
And that should apply at any age.
Yeah. To what extent, though, do you think that people are feeling as though they have to work beyond 65 because super is not necessarily sufficient for them to live comfortably or live with dignity?
Relatively speaking, New Zealand's state pension is quite generous.
Right.
But it's for many, that's not enough to live on.
Mm.
And it's up to people to make those decisions for themselves. We really don't have good information on the reasons that people choose to stop working. The transition from full-time work to full-time retirement is a bit of a mystery, really, in New Zealand. And I think it's a shame that we don't have that sort of data so that we can have a proper discussion.
Do other countries, comparable countries, have that kind of information available?
No.
Right. So really, we don't know why people choose to retire when they do.
No, but what we can see, if you look at the international numbers, we can see, for example, that the participation rate in Australia is 15% of all people over the age of 65. In New Zealand, it's 25%.
Yeah, right.
So that 10% is a huge resource
for
the economy, and it's something that I think is a good thing.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily come at the expense of getting other people into work?
Well, that's an old argument. There is very little evidence that the fact that the old are holding on to their jobs longer denies the young an opportunity to work. There have been natural experiments run on that sort of arrangement in Europe, and they really were outstandingly unsuccessful.
Yeah, right. Okay, it's really interesting. Hey, thank you so much for your time, Michael. We really appreciate it. That is Michael Littlewood. He's a superannuation researcher, the former co-director of the Retirement Policy and Research Centre.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.